This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. In observing the ability of terrorist groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa to apparently do anything they want in downtown Seattle, with the complicity of the mayor and the city council and even the governor of Washington State, it has occurred to me that the message they're sending is that apparently, according to them, any group in America that wants to carry out acts of arson or I don't know, kidnapping or property destruction or even acts of war against the United States of America, apparently they are allowed to do it as long as they carry Black Lives Matter signs. This is what's incredible, is that Black lives now apparently have legal immunity against every crime that you can imagine. I mean, in the Chaz zone, they beat people. Felony assault, right? They have weapons and they patrol their borders with weapons. Well, if you or I walked around downtown Seattle with weapons, we'd be arrested or shot, right? But when Black Lives Matter people do it, they are allowed their space. The city even comes along and brings them concrete barriers that they can hide behind, like fortified, hardened defenses. Even when the so-called Black Lives Matter protesters are white people with AR-15s. So wait a second. Is this really what the left is telling us now, that all you have to do in America, if you want to commit, you know, crimes, any kind of crimes, I don't know, imagine burning down police cars or whatever these leftists are doing, that you have permission, I'm asking, to do that as long as you say your Black Lives Matter? Well, does that mean a bunch of rednecks can get together, so to speak, with a bunch of AR-15s, just say, we're Black Lives Matter, or just carry Black Lives Matter signs, and then they can do whatever they want to? Or I don't know, can a bunch of radical Islamic terrorists say, we are Black Lives Matter? And they, sorry about the horrible, horrible accent impersonation. It's just so damn funny. Can they now, I guess they could go shoot up another gay club in Orlando like they did before. Remember that? They shot up the gay club. Radical Islamic terrorists, can they now just do that and carry a sign that says Black Lives Matter? And then the media will say, oh, that's loving and inclusive and wonderful. Is that what things have come to in America? What about the Muslim terrorists who like to drive vans and run over people in the streets? Can they drive vans that just have, I don't know, the words Black Lives Matter painted on the side of the van? And then if they run down the innocent pedestrians and kill them, will CNN say that, oh, it's an act of love and social justice? Because that's what it seems like we're being told, that somehow we are supposed to be living in a country where we have equal protection under the law, correct? Right? And that every government official, including the mayor of Seattle, whatever her name is, Dirt Dunker, whatever, she swore an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States and to defend its principles, which is that all people have equal protection under the law, that we are all created equal. And yet, she allows a group of terrorists to come seize downtown Seattle and take people prisoner, the other residents there, who are prisoners of war, and to carry out their own rule of law with their own mob justice violence, people crapping in the streets, you know, all kinds of environmental violations taking place there as well, and open drug use in the streets and so on. But apparently it's all okay because it's Black Lives Matter. So I'm wondering if we take this to its logical conclusion, I'm wondering if maybe the Mexican narcos, the drug runners, will just change their name. You know, instead of the Sinaloa cartel, let's say, they'll just be like the Black Lives Matter Loa cartel. And then apparently they'd be immune to arrest. You know, the DEA agents roll in with their guns and their police sirens. We got you with your 500 kilos of cocaine. And they just say, Black Lives Matter, Loa. And then the DEA goes, oh my God, we're so sorry. Can we lick your boots? Can we polish your shoes?
Can we get on our knees and kneel down and say we're sorry? Your Black Lives Matter. We didn't realize that. Oh, here, have some more cocaine. Is this what it's coming to? Is this the new America where not only do Black Lives Matter, but the Black Lives Matter movement now is a higher authority than the rule of law in America? Maybe higher than the Supreme Court. You know, maybe Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Roberts and Justice Gorsuch, all of whom appear to be traitors to America, by the way, maybe they'll all say Black Lives Matter, and they'll just write a new Supreme Court decision. No laws apply to Black Lives Matter, and that anybody who claims to be part of Black Lives Matter has absolute legal immunity from all crimes, from all laws in the United States. See, I'm wondering if Black Lives Matter will soon say, well, we shouldn't have to file with the IRS, right? Right? I mean, if they're immune to all the laws of the United States, then why should they have to pay taxes, right? Why should they have to? And if it's the case that Black Lives Matter is immune to all, you know, tax crimes or financial crimes or all these other crimes, then why wouldn't everybody just say we're part of Black Lives Matter, right? Maybe instead of filling out your taxes next year, you just write a note on that form, what, the 1040 or whatever you're filing, just says, sorry, we're members of Black Lives Matter. We owe you jack shit, and send that back to the IRS. And I'm sure the IRS will send an agent to your door to kneel down before you and beg for forgiveness and polish your shoes and lick your boots, because that's what is being demonstrated by all the other officials so far. So this is an amazing new model that I would guess sooner or later would be used by other groups who have other agendas, who are really not part of Black Lives Matter, but they can maybe fake it long enough to invoke that for the legal immunity. Like, for example, you know, all the pedophiles all across America, all the pizza factory pedos and child traffickers and all those lunatics, why wouldn't they just claim, oh, no, we have Black Lives Matter immunity, you know, whenever they get caught, you know? What about all the, aren't there like FBI agents that pretend to be teenage girls and they go online and they try to entrap pedos, and half the time they're entrapping like the other government agents in the building next to them because that's what government workers are doing in their on their lunch break, is they're doing the pedophilia that the FBI agents pretending to be girls are actually catching. But what if everybody who was a pedo just said, nope, I'm Black Lives Matter, you can't prosecute me, can you? Well, wouldn't that be amazing? Because you see, apparently, as far as I know, there is no official membership process to be part of Black Lives Matter, right? There's not, you don't register and get like a ID card. You know, you're not, you don't pay membership dues to an institution that has you on a mailing list and then you get an ID card. It's not like the Association of Retired Persons or whatever that is. No, you basically become a member of Black Lives Matter, regardless of the color of your skin, by just kind of showing up and doing whatever the local warlord tells you to do. Whether you're white or black or Asian or Latino, you can just show up and you can be part of Black Lives Matter. So if that's the case, then couldn't any group of people just claim to be Black Lives Matter? Couldn't they just dress up Antifa style with like a black hoodie or whatever, even if they're white, and just say we're Black Lives Matter? You know, we're here to burn down the local Kroger or whatever, you know? It's just, it's insane. This idea that we live in a lawless nation where a particular group that just identifies themselves as being oppressed can now run around and destroy society. That's insane. That's not the rule of law, is it? I mean, because if that's the case, then I'm sure there's all kinds of groups in America that would like to, you know, commit arson against all kinds of, I don't know, institution. Maybe some kid hates his high school teacher or something, and so he decides to burn down the high school. Well, can't he just say he's Black Lives Matter, right? And then the local media would have to apologize. Oh, we're sorry. We originally called you an arsonist. Now you're a victim, right? Right? Just like in Atlanta, that the felony thug who attacked the cop with the taser after he was a drunk driver, well, now he's considered the victim, and the cop has been charged with murder for defending himself against a felony assault with a deadly weapon, which is a taser. And by the way, on that issue of tasers, I find it so hilarious that the entire left-wing media for the last decade has been telling us how dangerous tasers are. And, oh my God, tasers, actually it's been like 20 years. Tasers are deadly weapons, they would say in the New York Times and the Washington Post. And see, tasers are deadly weapons and cops use them too often and too easily and they're causing taser damage. But then all of a sudden when a person of color in Atlanta has a taser and is shot by police, then all of a sudden the entire left-wing media reverses its position and says, well, tasers are harmless. They're almost like toy guns, almost like a water pistol. What? You're the people who have been reporting for 20 years that this is a deadly weapon. So in other words, the police officer is just defending himself against an assault with a deadly weapon. So they just change the facts whenever they want, see? Because there's no consistency in liberalism. There's no pillar of morality. There's no rule that is applied equally. They don't believe in equal justice. They don't believe in equal application of the law. And that's really what this gets down to here, is that if we're going to live in a civil society, all of us, we have to agree to some basic principles that if we're all equal, then we all have to be treated equally under the law, which means that you can't run around blowing up buildings and burning down everything in sight just because you're black and just because you're not happy. And you just like you can't run around burning down buildings just if you're white. You know, you can't shoot up, I don't know, a gay bar in Orlando or whatever, a dance club. You can't shoot up a bunch of people and then claim it's not your fault because you're Muslim or whatever. You know, it doesn't work. The rules have to apply equally. Otherwise, we don't have the rule of law. And we are losing the rule of law in America when the mayor of Seattle, who should be arrested, by the way, and the governor of Washington and the city council, they're all complicit with the terrorists because the terrorists claim to be part of a special protected group that is allowed to commit acts of felony kidnapping, felony assault, felony property damage, acts of war, treason, sedition, violence, looting, arson, drug use, all these things. They're allowed to commit all those crimes just because they claim to be part of a special protected group that is a fiction. It is a fabrication made up by the media and George Soros and a few globalists funding the whole operation. The whole thing's a fabrication. It's theater for your mind. But they claim it's real. They claim it's real, and they claim that that's a special protected class. Well, I'm sorry. That doesn't work in society. That's not okay. There has to be a kind of a social contract here where we all consent to the idea of equal justice under the law. If we're going to live in a civil society, then there should be no special protected classes. That was the whole point of the Declaration of Independence, by the way, for those who haven't studied history, where we said there is no royal class in America. There is no king that is immune to the rule of law. Because back before the Declaration of Independence, you couldn't even criticize the king. You couldn't, just like today, you can't criticize Black Lives Matter, right? So Black Lives Matter has become the king of America, a special protected class of royalty, where you're not allowed to criticize the king. You're not allowed, I mean, the king can't, by definition, ever commit a crime because the king is immune to all laws because the king is above the law. That's the way it was before 1776, and now it is again in 2020 because of Black Lives Matter and the media lunacy. So how about this? Here's a proposal. We don't live in a nation of royalty. There are no kings and queens in America. There are no special royal classes of people. Doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. You should be judged on your actions. If you commit felony, violent crimes and burn down buildings and beat people up in the street and all those things, you should be arrested. You should be charged. And if you're complicit with those actions, as is the mayor of Seattle, then you should be charged with conspiracy to commit those felony acts, conspiracy against the people of your own city. And so the question tonight is really, where's the DOJ? Where's the DOJ? The DOJ is AWOL, or SOL, maybe. The DOJ is SOL because they're no-shows. They're not doing anything. they're letting this special class of protected individuals carry out whatever crimes they want without any repercussions, without any accountability, without any rule of law. And by the way, it's the cops in Seattle that are as frustrated as everybody else. And by the way, the cops in Seattle are also, almost every one of them is sending out their resumes to try to get another job somewhere else. And by the way, they will be able to get jobs because there's going to be a lot of openings for security personnel since the world is collapsing because the people in charge are allowing the rule of law to collapse. So every local business is going to have to hire its own cop. You know, you're going to have like 24/7 security so that your bagel shop doesn't get burned down by the special royalty Black Lives Matter arsonists. So instead of, I guess, having cops that are paid by the city and protect everyone, you're going to have to pay for your own police protection, for your donut shop, for your dry cleaners, for your barber shop, you know, for your record store, whatever it is. I guess there's not that many record stores anymore. For your electronics store. How about that? You're going to need a couple of cops all the time. So you're going to have to start having private security all over the city because the city isn't doing its job. And yet the city is still charging you city taxes, city property taxes, and city sales taxes, and city inventory taxes. They're just reaming you, screwing you with the taxes, but not providing the services that the taxes are supposed to pay for. So here you are living in a city, paying the city tax rates, thinking that yeah, you're going to get something in return. You're going to get some coverage, some protection. You're going to have the rule of law in your city. Otherwise, why would you open a business if you can just be seized by a terrorist organization and your city leader doesn't even stop it? So why would anybody open a business in any liberal city ever again? Why would you have a bakery, a restaurant, a retail shop, a clothing store? Why would you have anything in any liberal city when you can't count on being able to function without having your business burned down or occupied by a bunch of homeless, you know, royalty, Black Lives Matter terrorists who are literally shitting in the hallways of your business and doping up on drugs in the alley outside the walls? I mean, why would anybody want to live in a liberal city from this day forward? It's baffling that anybody would. Because really, if there is a special protected class, then there is no equal protection under the law, is there? See? There can't be one special group, or everybody else loses. Equal protection and the rule of law, equal justice, is what the left claims they want. But in their actions, they prove that they actually want to be above the law. And they only want, you know, white people to suffer, or white-owned businesses to be burned down, or Christians to suffer, or conservatives to suffer. Well, I'm sorry, that's not the way America works. You don't get to just punish some other group of people because you don't like the color of their skin, or their history, or their heritage, or their religion, right? I thought the whole point of the left was supposed to be about inclusiveness and diversity and tolerance. But no, the left is actually engaged in hatred and bigotry and violence against the people they hate. And they're the most racist bunch you can imagine. In Chaz, there's a garden there with a sign that says, for people of color only. So what, no white people can garden? Right. And another person in Chaz said, well, really the white people should be rounded up and turned into labor brigades. You know, put them to good use, them white slaves. I guess they think this is payback for history from 400 years ago that nobody living today even experienced, by the way. I don't know, some kind of weird transgenerational payback fantasy, like payback porn or something. This is what the left is into now. And it's pretty disgusting. And this is why it's gotta be shut down. So, you know, to summarize here, I'll wrap this up, is I just demand true equal opportunity, equal representation under the law, equal protection under the law. If we don't have the rule of law in America, then we don't have America. And that's what the left wants. And every single mayor and city council member and governor that goes along with this is a treasonous traitor who should be arrested, in my opinion, arrested by military police, charged with acts of treason in a war against the United States of America. And if found guilty in that military tribunal, you know, they might be sentenced to 20 years in a military prison, or maybe the judge might sentence them to be executed. I don't know. It's up to the military trials. But they should never be allowed to hold office again. I mean, they're sworn to protect the people of their city, and they violate that oath, and then they turn over their city to a bunch of occupying terrorist enemies of America. I'm sorry, that's not acceptable. That's bigotry. That's racism. That's treason. And it's time to shut down the treason. So let's all ask, let's reinforce this idea with President Trump, with William Barr, the DOJ. I'm not calling for, you know, vigilante action or anything like that, although I am very much looking forward to Oath Keepers and the Bikers for Trump on July 4th saying that they're going to peacefully take back Chaz. I'm not sure how that's going to happen peacefully, by the way, but at least that's their intention. That's what they're going with here. Peacefully taking back Chaz. Well, the Chaz terrorists, by the way, are armed with AR-15s. So usually that doesn't work very well. You're trying to take back your city from a bunch of armed, organized terrorists with very good logistics and rearmament supply lines and funding from international terrorists and so on. Normally, you can't just stroll in there peacefully and take it back. Normally, they're going to probably start shooting you first. Well, if they start shooting, there's probably about 1,000 Oath Keepers that are going to shoot back. And then we're going to have a war in the streets of Seattle. But you know what? A war to take back your country is better than surrendering it to a bunch of terrorists and spineless, left-wing, lunatic, treasonous actors who are pretending to be your leaders. I would much rather fight for this country than turn it over to lunatic leftists and their terrorist mob. So if it comes down to a fight to defend the United States of America and to defend the rule of law and to free those prisoners of war who are there in Seattle and to reestablish the streets of Seattle for the community good, for community safety, then I'm all in for whatever it takes to stop the terrorists, to stop the enemies of America. But let's give the DOJ a chance first. Let's give the DOJ a chance to roll in there, charge the leaders, arrest them, maybe with, I don't know, National Guard troops, probably not, because of Inslee, because he's a traitor. So it might take, I don't know, military police. Might take DHS agents, federal agents rolling in there. They can do the job. All they got to do is to be given permission. I know some DHS enforcers, let's just put it that way, and they're some pretty badass dudes. They can get this job done. In fact, they're probably drooling at the opportunity to get this job done. They just have to be given permission, you know? And I guess the only question is, how big of weapons will you allow them to bring? Because they got every size of weapon system. They got like truck-mounted 50 cals, you know, Hummer-mounted 50 cal full auto machine guns and so on. But that's probably not the best, you know, image on CNN. So you'd probably have to send them in with, I don't know, small arms, you know, which is going to disappoint them. They're more like, make my day, send me in with, you know, the big stuff, the 50 cal sniper rifles. It's actually easy to solve if you just have the political will to do it. If you want to restore the rule of law, you know, the tools exist to get this done. Let's just see what happens. And I suppose if the DOJ and DHS and so on, if they do not assert the rule of law here, pretty soon, one way or another, the people are going to assert the rule of law. And that's Oath Keepers, or maybe a militia group, or maybe a bikers group, or maybe just a bunch of citizens that have had enough. I mean, if you dial 911 and the answer is, sorry, we're not serving your part of the city anymore, then, you know, what do you do? What do you do? If you live there and they're threatening your family, your home, your business, and there's no police, and the governor's AWOL, no National Guard, and the DOJ is doing nothing, what do you do? Well, I would imagine a bunch of people are just going to pick up a rifle, and form a militia, a well-organized militia necessary for the defense of the free state of Washington, right? You just read this right out of their constitution, and the people are going to go clean up the streets themselves. And can you blame them? Can you blame them? I mean, the last rule of law vector is we the people. You know, if the police won't do it, if the governor won't do it, if the DOJ won't do it, if the FBI won't do it, and so on and so forth, it comes down to we the people. At some point, Chaz gets shut down. The only question is, who gets that job done? Frankly, if the DOJ doesn't get the job done, if Trump doesn't get the job done, then it's kind of a pathetic commentary on the pointlessness of the federal government. If the federal government can't even put down an illegal, violent insurrection on our own soil, then what are we electing people for? What are we paying taxes for? What? Why do we have members of Congress if they can't even do this? Isn't this kind of the number one job? There's an invasion. There's an illegal enemy occupying force on U.S. soil. You can't manage to stop that? What are you going to do when China invades or Russia or, you know, whatever, or Mexico? You can't even stop, what is it, like 100 like libtard terrorists? How are you going to defend the country against a real invasion? I mean, you got all these aircraft carriers cruising around, you know, near the Straits of Taiwan or whatever, all over the Pacific, all over the Straits of Hormuz in the Middle East. You got all this technology. You got all these drones. You got all these freaking satellites. You got all your encrypted communications. Well, what the fuck is all that tech for if you can't stop an uprising in the United States of America? What do you have all that tech for? What about all these $750 billion in military funding that Trump provided to the Pentagon? Oh, you got tanks and you got cruise missiles and you got nuclear submarines. You got ocean drones, right? You got Air Force bombers. You got fighters. You got stealth jets. You got pilot training programs and Apache helicopters. Send in some Apaches, man. Send in some A-10 Warthogs or something. Yank those out of the dust piles in Tucson, Arizona, and put some pilots in them. Get them going. We could use some of those right now, some ground attack military hardware. What's all this funding for? I mean, surely it can't just be a bunch of people skimming all that money for themselves, could it? No, that would never happen. I thought that when we spend money on the, quote, national defense, that it's supposed to be about national defense. Oh, excuse me for making an assumption. Apparently, I'm totally wrong about that. It has nothing to do with national defense because we will just surrender our country to the first group of terrorists of color who happen to come along and claim to have been oppressed. Well, there goes the defense plan, doesn't it? I guess then the communist Chinese can just land a boat, you know, in LA or whatever, hop off the boat and say, we're oppressed too. We're taking over LA now. We're oppressed Chinese communist militants. We're taking over LA. And I guess probably Governor Newsom of California would say, okay, you can have it. We love you. We're going to bow down and lick your boots, your commie boots. I mean, I guess that's the whole new thing. It's pretty much what happened in Europe, by the way, with the Muslim invasion over there. The Muslim terrorists just came across on boats, you know, landed in Spain and landed in Greece or wherever, just walked off the boats and said, we're oppressed. Give us your cities. And Europe said, okay, take Paris, take London, you know, just take over all the cities. Germany did the same thing. This is the new invasion plan of the world, where I guess every government of the world now just backs down. All their military spending is for nothing. They just surrender to the first group of people of color that show up and claim to have been oppressed. Well, there you go. I'm glad to know that the Pentagon has spent the money so wisely. I'm glad to know that all that tank technology is being put to good use. I feel so much better now living in Texas where there are military helicopters flying over all day long. I feel so much better knowing that those helicopters will never be used in the defense of this nation, because apparently we've already surrendered everything. So I guess Maybe the good news in this is that we could just cut all the defense spending now. I mean, we already know we don't need to pay taxes since the Federal Reserve can print trillions of dollars anytime they want. They just did it for all the bailout money, trillions of dollars, $6 trillion, $7 trillion, $8 trillion. What are we paying taxes for? Now they're proving we don't need a military because no one's going to use it. No politician has the balls to use the military, so why are we funding it? You're not going to use it. It's not even an effective deterrent. So what are we funding the military for? Almost $1 trillion a year? For what? I want to see some gunships, man. I want to see some Apache pilots laying down lines of fire. That's what I want to see. Take our country back. Heck, I want to see the military doing that all on the southern border, frankly. Go down there, patrol, defend the country. Huh? How about that? But no, there's no political willingness anywhere in the Pentagon, in the Department of Homeland Security, in the White House, it seems even, no willingness to use the military to do anything to defend this nation. Wow. Okay. Well, that's fine as long as we don't have to keep paying for it. It's pointless. What does this mean for our country? What does it mean? It means we got a bunch of spineless so-called leaders who are themselves complicit in the treason. That's what it means. We should send out arrest warrants nationwide. I mean, the DOJ should. Arrest warrants nationwide. Round these people up, charge them with crimes against America, prosecute them, replace them. If they're not going to do their jobs, then they've got no place in society. Look, you swear the oath as the mayor of a city, you better damn well do your job. You have a responsibility. It's not just some optional theater operation. You have to do your job. You have to protect the people of Seattle. So that's my take on it. Wow. Wow, just what is this nation coming to, huh? Unreal. In any case, I thank you for listening. My name is Mike Adams, of course, the Health Ranger. Yeah, I'm frustrated like you that nothing is being done, especially when, you know, people like you and I, we tend to be the people who follow the rules. We are the law-abiding citizens. I've never been arrested in my entire life. I've never had a speeding ticket in my entire life. Did you know that? Not once. Because I follow the law. I do follow the rules. I follow the law in society with everything, you know, with my firearms. They're all legal. You know, I apply for the concealed carry permits and the class 3 weapons permits and all that stuff. I go through the motions to keep it all legal. Why? Why do I support police? Why do I support the military? Why do I support the rule of law? Because I don't want to live in a society of chaos, okay? I don't want to live in that kind of society. I want to live in a society where we follow some basic rules that are shared and that are equally applied. And that's why I'm recording this podcast. And that's all I'm asking. So thank you for listening. You can hear more of my podcasts at the HR Report channel at Brighteon.com. That's the free speech alternative to YouTube. Brighteon.com, Brighteon. Thank you for listening.